getting over April 15th and having to pay those taxes or hoping for that big refund. This song's for you, Damon Fowler, Tax Man.
Said the tax man, no, he's knocking at my door. Said the tax man, well, he's knocking at my door. I don't want to open.
Change. 'Cause nothing lasts forever, nothing ever stays. our chances, keep rolling the dice. Made a lot of money, didn't pay no tax. Government came along and took it all back. Time for a change of scene, come on, lock in the key.
631-632-6901 is the number to call if you want to pledge to WUSB. My time is running low. That's Earthquake in the background from Rick Estrin and the Nightcats. Had to play that based on that we had an earthquake a couple of weeks ago. No, last week, I guess it was. I didn't feel it. If you guys felt it, I didn't feel it at all. But here's the song Earthquake. So anyway, my time's running out, like I said. I'm here till 4, and then the Student News Hour will be coming up right after me, and right after them will be Democracy Now! So keep it tuned. Hope you pledged online at WUSB.FM, because my phones have been silent, so I'm sure everybody's just going online and doing it themselves, and I really appreciate that. I'll be back in 2 weeks for another 2 hours of The Juke Joint, so I hope you'll join me then. Hi, this is Rick Estrin, and I'm here to tell you, you are tuned to WUSB 90.1 FM Stony Brook, the most dangerous station in the entire nation.
I ain't looking.
Here's Ray Beatty with That's What the Blues Is All About.
The phone walls, and you find your phone disconnected. You can't even make no call. You hung out for your baby, but she's not there. You find your phone's been disconnected, and you find it's all bare.
Thank you.
Ian's on the move. Sam Taylor, I'm on the move too. See you in 2 weeks.
Can't kill the blues because the blues refuse to die. Mother Blues been around since the day of the pilgrim. She's the mother of music and she'll outlive all of her children. Every time I think about her, bring a smile on my face. Yeah, Mother Blues is on the move and she's gonna take her rightful place. She had a baby down in Dixie and she named it Dixieland. She built a great big stage and put jazz up on the stand. She had a baby boy named Bebop, twins called R&B. She said, no matter what you play, remember, you got it all from me. Every time I think about her, you'll see the smile on my face. Mother Blues is on the move. She's gonna take her rightful place. I tell you something. You know the blues is on the move.
Blues on the move.
Mother Blues is on the move.
Mother Blues is on the move.
What she talking about?
Good afternoon. You are listening to WUSB Stony Brook 90.1 FM. I'm Anthony Johnson, your news director here at the station. Today is Wednesday, April 17th, 2024, and welcome to another edition of the WUSB News Show. A lot has gone on this week, and we have all of the news this week from local news, national news, global news, environmental news, which is going to be back from now on, and entertainment news, as always, by our reporter, Doreen. I just want to say we have about 3-4 weeks left of the semester, so we have a couple more weeks of shows for you before I'm gone, at least, but, you know, our news team that has been devoted to the show all semester will be back in the fall for more shows, and they have been great all year. I thank all of them for their hard work. But we are going to start out today's edition with some local news. Chemical drums have been found for the second time this month on Long Island. The toxic waste was discovered at the Bethpage Community Park, which used to be a Grumman Aerospace plant. A lot of people who live in the area grew up around the plant, with multiple people experiencing health defects. While Northrop Grumman maintains that there is no evidence to prove a connection between their plant and community health, the company says that they value the well-being of the neighborhood. The drums contained waste petroleum and chlorinated solvents, but were not leaking, according to the Department of Environmental Conservation. Northrop Grumman and the U.S. Navy are funding the cleanup efforts, which experts say need to be carried out in a timely manner. Over 800 people in Riverhead were impacted by a power outage last night due to a car accident. The crash occurred just after 11 p.m. on Roanoke Avenue, in which a car collided with a pole, causing a transmission line to fall. PSENG Long Island's head of external and internal communications, Elizabeth Flagler, said that most customers had their power restored in a little over 30 minutes, while others waited for around 2 hours. Some residents reported flickering lights in their homes, while others noted that highways went dark. Some circumstances in which people briefly lost power would not be classified as an outage, according to Flagler. And Long Island communities take up 53 spots on Zillow's list of $550 million cities in the United States. To classify as a million-dollar city, the real estate company notes that a typical home needs to cost at least $1 million. Sagaponack is ranked 7th overall, where a house is worth $5.7 million. Watermill, Bridgehampton, and Amagansett placed in the top 50, where the prices of homes fall between $3 and $4 million. The parts of Long Island that are featured on the list are categorized as part of Metropolitan New York by Zillow, which is defined as the metro area with the highest number of million-dollar cities. The number of Long Island communities that were highlighted by Zillow increased this year, as only 491 were listed in the previous edition. The Suffolk County Regional Off-Track Bedding Corporation announced that they will break ground on an over $200 million expansion of Jake's 58 Casino Hotel. The expansion of the casino, which opened in 2017, is expected to double its size. New features of the casino will include restaurants, a conference center, an exhibition hall, a concert venue, and additional hotel rooms. Local officials have stated that the expansion of Jake's 58 is one of the largest development projects in the area. The project will hire over 800 union construction workers and open 125 more permanent positions once the expansion is completed. Work on Jake's 58 is expected to be completed by 2026. Rex Howerman, a suspect in the Gilgo Beach murders, appeared at the Suffolk County Supreme Court today in Riverhead. DNA and lab reports were given to the defense attorney. Howerman was arrested and charged with the murder of four women whose bodies were identified near each other in 2010. The women were all reported to have gone missing between 2007 and 2010. Howerman pleaded not guilty, and defense attorney Michael Brown stated that Howerman wants to see the case go to trial. The former architect is scheduled to appear in court once again on June 18th. A tractor trailer which was transporting potatoes caught on fire while on the Long Island Expressway yesterday. This occurred at around 4 a.m. in Hauppauge, and the truck was traveling eastbound. No one was injured in the incident. However, the truck was completely destroyed. This has been Anthony Johnson with the local news.
This is Benjamin Stevens with the national news. A warrant for the arrest of Pennsylvania State Representative Kevin Boyle has been issued after he allegedly violated a restraining order. Boyle had previously been in police custody for the same offense in September of 2021. However, the charges were dropped and he was released the day after. Furthermore, Boyle has been banned from the Gall and Malt House in Rockledge, Pennsylvania, a bar and restaurant, after allegedly threatening staff members. Boyle's attorney, R. Emmett Madden, told NBC 10 in a written statement that the state representative is currently accused of no acts of violence, and he is scheduled for a mental health evaluation. The details of the restraining order are not yet known, and Philadelphia's spokesperson declined to elaborate on them. House Majority Leader Matt D. Bradford said in an official statement that he loves Boyle but is seriously concerned for his mental health. Right-wing media outlet The Real America's Voice was recently hacked by SiegeSec, a hacker group reportedly composed of gay furries. Furries are members of a fandom that enjoys anthropomorphic animal characters. The hackers went on to leak data belonging to The Real America's Voice on Monday. The leak included private information of over 1,200 users of the outlet's app. This recent hack is part of a larger hacking campaign against organizations that the hackers have labeled as transphobic. This is not the hackers' first target, as they have also targeted the River Valley Church in Burnsville, Minnesota, due to allegedly transphobic remarks made by the pastor. The group's highest-profile hack came in June of last year when they hacked multiple state agencies in over five states due to what they view as transphobic legislation in the states. Federal Correctional Institution in Dublin, a Northern California women's prison, is set to be closed in the wake of allegations of systemic sexual abuse. The announcement was made Monday and follows multiple criminal indictments of prison employees for sexual abuse and abuse of power. The FBI had previously raided the prison for reasons that currently remain unknown. However, the warden, the associate warden, and two other high-ranking officials were replaced shortly after. Duke Love had been replaced by Ray Garcia as the prison's warden after he and 12 other employees were convicted of sexually assaulting multiple inmates. The exact time of the prison's closure is not known at this time. Former Florida Governor and Senator Bob Graham died on Tuesday at the age of 87. His death was announced by the family's spokesperson, Chris Hahn, who formerly served as Graham's aide during his time as a senator. Graham gained popularity among Florida citizens by working multiple small jobs on the side to help him meet and bond with voters. Graham won two terms as governor and three as a senator using this technique. He even ran for president in 2003, but fell short of victory. The Florida Democratic Party made a statement preceding Graham's death, expressing sadness over his passing. Arizona Senate candidate Carrie Lake made a statement on Sunday in which she told her supporters to arm themselves. Lake went on to state that the 6 months leading up to the election would be intense and told her followers to carry a Glock. She continued on to demonstrate where her followers could carry a gun on their own body. Campaign Representative Alex Nicole said in reference to Lake's statements to her followers that she was talking about people's Second Amendment right to defend themselves. Lake, an ally of former President Donald Trump, stated last year that if anyone wants to get to Trump, they have to go through her. U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg had announced a partnership with multiple state attorneys to improve protections for people traveling by air. The partnership includes over a dozen state attorneys and aims to investigate complaints against airlines filed by their customers. Attorneys from 15 different states have signed agreements to be part of the partnership, according to the Transportation Department. Protections would include the goal to implement a fast-track system to investigate the complaints and then pass them on to the Federal Department of Transportation to take enforcement action. This comes in the wake of safety concerns with Boeing airplanes. Boeing was in two Senate committee hearings on Wednesday over concerns about the safety of their airplanes. This has been Benjamin Stevens with the National News.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Benedicta Bodoroko with Global News. Today, Russia launched three targeted missiles which destroyed several locations in the northern city of Chernihiv in northern Ukraine. There were approximately 14 individuals located in the 8th floor of an apartment building who were murdered. 61 Russian launched three targeted missiles in northern Ukraine earlier today, which destroyed several locations in the northern city of Chernihiv and killed at least 17 people. The three children were among 61 individuals who were also injured from the violent attack, according to the Ukrainian Emergency Service. Chernihiv is located close to the northern region of Kyiv capital, and it's adjacent to the Russian as well as Belarusian borders, and it has approximately 250,000 people. The approval of a $60 million aid pack to Ukraine, which was previously announced, is more vital now than ever, according to the Institute of the Study of War. This comes as the House Speaker Mike Johnson said this week that he will continue to work on approving the package. According to the United States 7th Fleet, the United States 7th Fleet has indicated the Naval P-87 Pasonin was flying across the Taiwan Strait a day after the U.S. and the Chinese defense chief had their first meeting in nearly 2 years as a strategy to diminish regional conflicts. A press release noted that the patrol and reconnaissance planes were flown in the area, which is considered an international airspace. The Taiwan Strait is approximately 160 kilometers and serves as a divert between Taiwan and China. Though the city strait is considered international waters, Chinese authorities have stated that they are ready to defend the area from foreign powers if needed. Following yesterday's talk, the U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, is scheduled to have an additional talk with the Chinese officials later this month. Italian's Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni met with the Tunisian President Kais Saied today to discuss the handling of immigration. Meloni has been to Tunisia four times in the past years as a strategy to circumvent pressures concerning the approaches to address migration through the Mediterranean regions. Bolognese applauded Tunisian and Italy's mutual concerns in handling human traffickers as well as deporting African immigrants to their native countries. Bolani and Siad both endorsed a Novo Accord as a segment of Italians' teamed Mattia plan, which is working to grow economic opportunities in Africa in order to decrease immigration to Europe. This plan includes funding for education and clean energy. This has been Benedicta with Global News.
Thank you, Benedicta. And now it's Anthony Johnson again, and now we're going to cover some environmental news that broke over the past week. NASA announced a change in their plan on Monday to return rocks that were found on Mars to Earth. The space agency said that the $11 billion that are needed to carry out its Mars sample return program is too expensive. Additionally, the length of time that it would take to return the samples, which would be expected in 2040, is too long to wait for the reception of the rocks. The goal of the Mars Sample Return Program initiative is to determine if there were ever signs of life on the planet. NASA was expecting the rocks to return from Mars by 2033, and that the project would cost around $6 billion. Now, the company plans to request information for another plan from aerospace companies and experts from inside their own staff. The due date for these proposals is May 17th. The Prime Minister of Greece has announced the country's plans to create two large marine parks in order to protect the sea. The new parks will be located in the Ionian Sea and Aegean Sea, which will cover 30% of the country's waters. The Prime Minister also announced a goal to minimize plastic pollution within the seas by 50% within the next 6 years. Around 300 representatives from over 100 countries will also be involved in some capacity, according to government officials. The cost of these environmental projects is estimated to be about $10 billion. However, the plans have not been received well by certain parties, including some environmental groups who believe that the new parks will not do enough to protect marine life. The announcement has also been poorly received in Turkey, as the two countries have been going back and forth over control of the Aegean Sea. Fordham University is set to receive a $50 million grant from the Environmental Protection Agency to help aid in the fight to combat a range of environmental issues. The school is among 11 universities that have been chosen to participate in the EPA's Justice Thriving Communities grant-making program. The university aims to combat air pollution, food insecurity, and the presence of toxic waste. This is the largest grant awarded to the school in its history. The Justice Thriving Communities grant-making program is part of a larger initiative by the Biden administration to require 40% of federal spending to go towards the impacts of climate change on disadvantaged communities. Fordham has a history of implementing environmental projects on its campus, such as the installation of a solar array to measure air quality. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said that coral reefs are experiencing a mass bleaching event, the fourth wave of its kind. Bleaching occurs when coral reefs are exposed to warm temperatures, which releases the algae in their tissues and turns them white. Experts say that this poses a problem because although reefs do not die once they are bleached, they are put under more strenuous conditions to survive. Reefs are also crucial for several species of fish who rely on them for necessities such as food and shelter. Record-setting rising sea surface temperatures and climate patterns such as El Niño are factors that have contributed to the current bleaching phenomenon. The last major coral bleaching event occurred a decade ago, lasting for a 3-year period between 2014 and 2017. Environmental groups in Iowa petitioned the Environmental Protection Agency on Tuesday to help improve the safety of the state's drinking water. People who live in the northeastern part of the state are at risk of exposure to high levels of nitrates in their water, according to the Iowa Environmental Council. Nitrates are dangerous because they have been linked to a higher risk of cancer in humans and animals. This comes as a request to create stricter regulations for drinking water and animal feeding operations was denied. Citizens of Minnesota petitioned a similar phenomenon last year and were successful in their pursuits. While there's no concrete window for a response from the EPA, it is expected that the process for a reply could range from 3 to 6 months. The California Coastal Commission is raising concerns over plans by several companies to increase the number of rocket launches in San Diego. There is worry among conservationists that noise pollution will disrupt wildlife in the area, such as red-legged frogs, seals, and sea lions. Hazardous waste from batteries and weather balloons that are lost is also impacting the area, as the material is unlikely to be found. Although emissions are within the safe ranges that comply with state and federal guidelines, there remains to be a concern about air quality from rocket vapor. This comes as the U.S. Space Force and SpaceX have asked the California Coastal Commission for an increase to the amount of launches per year. The commission voted to postpone the final decision on the request at this time. This has been Anthony Johnson with Environmental News.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This is Doreen Abanamabayel with Entertainment News. Actress Jenna Dewan, amidst her divorce from Channing Tatum, has requested a portion of the earnings from the Magic Mike franchise, arguing that the films were developed during their marriage and therefore constitute community property. Tatum's legal team assessed separate property interest, contending his active post-separation management of the franchise's finances. The dispute has led both parties submitting witnesses, including key figures from the Magic Mike film series. Additionally, Dewan's fiancé Steve Crazy and Tatum's rumored partner Zoe Kravitz have been named as potential witnesses, adding further complexity to the legal proceedings. Dewan seeks full financial disclosure, adding access to documents and tax returns to ensure fair resolution. Caitlyn Jenner made headlines last week over her response to the announcement of O.J. Simpson's death. Jenner had banned Simpson's name from her home during the 1995 trial for the murder of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman, posted "Good riddance" on X upon hearing his passing. Jenner's ex-husband, Robert Kardashian Sr., was a member of Simpson's defense team during the trial, which strained the relationship between the two since Jenner was married to Simpson at one point. O.J. Simpson, a former NFL star and actor, was acquitted during the 1995 trial, but was later found liable for the death of a civil lawsuit. Simpson's life from his football career and his legal troubles was marked by significant media attention and controversy. John Bon Jovi has shared admiration for his son Jake Bon Jovi's fiancée, Millie Bobby Brown, in an interview with The Times UK, praising his strong work ethic and expressing confidence in their relationship. He likened their journey to his own with his wife Dorothea, highlighting how love can evolve at different paces. Despite their young age, Bon Jovi believes that with family support, his son and Brown will thrive together. The couple's enduring bond was evident in the Stranger Things recent post on Instagram as it marked their third anniversary. Celebrity restaurateur Keith McNally has stirred up controversy on Instagram, targeting Lauren Sanchez, the future wife of Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. McNally post, featuring recent images of Sanchez and Bezos, harshly criticizes Sanchez's appearance, branding her as revolting, and describing the couple as smug-looking. Despite Sanchez and Bezos' recent public appearances, including at the White House's state dinner, McNally's specific motive for the attack remains unclear. However, Sanchez found support from celebrities like Chrissy Teigen and MSNBC's host Stephanie Rowley. McNally, renowned for his New York City hotspots, has a history of confrontations with high-profile figures, such as his feud with James Corden in 2022. British actor Henry Cavill and his girlfriend, Natalie Vescuso, are expecting their first child together. As confirmed by Cavill himself at the premiere of his new movie, The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. In an interview with Access Hollywood, Cavill expressed his excitement about becoming a father and mentioned that both he and Vescuso are looking forward to the journey ahead. The actor has shared that he feels he is in a great place in life and that he's approaching everything with more direction as he approaches his 41st birthday in May. The couple went public with their relationship in April 2021 and have been collaborating on the adaptation of the tabletop game Warhammer 40,000. Cavill expressed his dedication to respecting the Warhammer universe and delivering a project that fans will appreciate. While updates on the project have been scarce, Cavill confirmed earlier this year that the adaptation is still in progress. Selena Gomez has debunked false rumors of a romantic involvement with John Goldsback, grandson of former U.S. President John F. Kennedy. In response to a screenshot posted on Instagram by a tabloid that made claims the singer was in a relationship with the former president's grandson, she denied it vehemently, as she confirmed to be in a relationship with producer Benny Blanco, which began in mid-2023 and wasn't publicly confirmed until December. They shared their relationship openly, attending even the Golden Globes together. This has been Doreen Abanmabaya with the entertainment news. By her time in Paris, not specifically about her relationship with Blanco, although she did express appreciation for his understanding and support through these speculations.
And speaking of entertainment news, I just want to plug that WUSB will be holding its annual, semesterly concert, The Bash, that will be taking place Saturday, April 27th on the Stoller Steps from 12 to 4 p.m. And it's, you know, our music festival that we hold every semester. And this year there's a skate park, there's food truck vouchers, and we have a pretty cool lineup this year with many different bands such as May Queen, The Naughty Boys, Velvet, and Boys Go to Jupiter. It's a really exciting event. Everyone at the station has put so much work into it, and it has grown so much since spring 2022, I believe, was the first one. So yeah, if you're around, if you're a student at Stony Brook and you want to come out and support, The Bash will be taking place again on Saturday, April 27th at 12 p.m. I hope to see everyone there.
You took the first step and quit smoking. But even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Thank you. nobody quite like you. And if you ever change your tune, oh, the world's got the best of you. You can always find me where the skies are blue.